Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since it's up left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friends, Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Folks, I encourage you, I like all the stuff that they do, but I just find this piece, this book, the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, to be invaluable in the workplace. Pierce and Jane, I you know how I feel about that. I've told you before, Pierce, I'm not minimizing any of the other stuff you guys do, but in my work, I keep coming back to the things that I've found and that you've taught us out of that book.
Thank you.
So Syntax, Centacs.com is their website. So one of the things that I think about Pierce and Jane over the years that we've talked a little bit about on the show that I want you to pull back into this whole sleep concept that we've been talking about. Sleep, folks, we've been talking about sleep, the environment and the air, keeping you awake when you're supposed to be awake at work. It could be environmental. It could be the sunlight. It could be not enough negative ions in the air. Could be a lot of different things that are causing this. That's causing you not only to sleep but to be unproductive, and to be unsuccessful. And your people, multiply that by how many people you have. One of the things that you guys have talked to us about over the years is the concept of a cycle in sleep. Let's say. And you described it as a 90-minute cycle, Pierce.
Well, there's a misunderstanding about sleep, in as much as the average person thinks that what's important is how many hours of sleep you get. That's not it. It's how many complete cycles you get. Cycles, there are 5 brain waves: alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. And if you don't get through all 5 brain waves in the cycle, then the cycle has been interrupted, whether it's by an alarm clock or a truck blowing a horn, air horn, or whether it's heat or cold, or neighbor's light on a light post next door to you, or whatever it is, may have interrupted you, your cycle, or baby crying, or whatever. So if your cycle gets interrupted, that doesn't count for sleep. You got to start all over again.
Wow.
In fact, there was a piece of research done with some college fraternity and sorority characters in which they let them sleep as much as they wanted to, and they were hooked up to an electroencephalograph, and they were measuring cycles. And one group, the experimental group, they would wake them up before the end of their cycle throughout the night. So they would sleep for an hour and 15 minutes and wake them up right when they were in the middle of REM sleep, having a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who they kept interrupting their cycles, you know, they would sleep 9-10 hours, but they would feel like a train hit them.
Right.
They were not rested the next day.
Wow.
Whereas the other ones who were not interrupted, they tend to average around 5 cycles a night, and for a total of 7 to 8 hours, and they were perfectly rested.
Mm-hmm. I can tell, Jane, when I wake up and I feel like I've really now. One of the blessings of my makeup for me is that when I go to sleep, I go into a coma. I mean, I'm not a light sleeper. I go deep.
Yep. And that can change as you age. You know,
well,
we were talking in the
I
last
don't know what
segment.
You're talking about aging.
In the last segment, we were talking about melatonin.
Yeah.
And as we age, the body tends to produce less.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tend to sleep a little lighter.
But you can buy it at the store, can't you, Jane?
You can buy it at
time
the store.
Time release, even. I mean, I'm not taking it, but I know people who do.
But there are 2 ways that you can get it. One is to have dairy product at night.
Right.
We mentioned that.
Right.
The other way is to get it at the store. Now, there are 2 kinds of melatonin that you can get at the store.
Mm-hmm.
One is clinical and one is animal.
But here's the thing. Does this keep you asleep at night? Does this help to keep, does it keep
yes.
you deep?
Does
help,
yes, it does.
Does melatonin help you go deep?
Yes, it does.
What does it do? Does it relax you more? What does it do?
It just shuts down It restores you to the original level of melatonin that you had when you were young.
You're supposed to have, yeah.
And melatonin is just, it simply triggers sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if there's one thing, the two things that I don't get enough of in my life is exercise and sleep. And that's probably not a good thing, is it, Jane?
It's not, and that's how you can be more productive.
I know. Now I can, because I've learned from the masters. Pierce and Jane Howard, thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Come back soon.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Pierce and Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. Syntax, Syntacs.com is their website. You got a lot of books there, but especially The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. I love that book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.